One person is still missing at an oil refinery near Houston, Texas, where an explosion yesterday killed 14 people and injured dozens more. The BP plant in Texas City, Texas, employs around 1,800 people. The cause of the blast has not been established. With us now is Sudeep Reddy. He's energy reporter for the Dallas Morning News. He joins us from Texas City. And tell us, Sudeep, what do we know about what happened at the plant yesterday?
The details are still sketchy. The investigators have come in from the company and nationally to try to understand a little bit more about what happened. All we really do know is that at 1:21 p.m. yesterday, there was an explosion in the isomerization unit at the Texas City refinery. It was one of the 30 units that they have there, and it knocked people to the ground instantaneously with the force of the blow and shattered windows as far as 5 miles away.
Do they have any idea, investigators, any idea, are they closer to determining the cause?
There are various theories going around, a lot from workers who are on the inside. The officials haven't released any information about what possible causes could be. Some workers are speculating about gas that may have been in the area. It's really unclear just because they still have been in the recovery effort to make sure they find everyone who was affected by this.
I've seen television pictures of what looks like a very complex kind of facility there. Can you give us a short lesson in oil processing? What does this place do?
Refineries here in Texas City take in crude oil that comes in from around the world, and they process it into the various components that we use, gasoline, diesel fuel, jet fuel, chemicals, and the petrochemicals that go into plastics and everyday products. This particular unit at the refinery was used for basically boosting the octane level of gasoline. So it was toward the end of the chain after crude oil had been processed into gasoline, and that's what this unit was for.
The community there is trying to deal with the human consequences of what has happened there. I don't want to be insensitive to that, but I think I heard earlier on Morning Edition today that this plant accounts for 3% of the nation's gasoline, and there must be concerns for you as an energy reporter, people within the energy industry, that this is going to have some impact.
Exactly. On the ground here, that hasn't been the first point of discussion just because it's been such a horrible tragedy here for the people involved. But, of course, the markets are watching closely. As soon as word of the explosion spread yesterday and after I was trading in the market, the futures price of gasoline and of crude oil shot up pretty quickly. The one point that remains to be seen is whether BP is shutting down other units, if they're going to take other action with production here. If there is a decrease in production, we may see prices spike up a little more. It's already an incredibly tight market. Over the last year or two, we've seen these refineries operating at 95 to 100% capacity. So they've been pushing incredibly hard. So it remains to be seen whether there will be some repercussions from a market perspective.
Sudeep Reddy covers energy for the Dallas Morning News. He's speaking with us from Texas City, Texas, the site of the refinery explosion yesterday. Sudeep, thank you.
Thank you.